You're listening to Under the Pavement on 96.9 All FM. Alternative radio for Manchester's radical and activist communities. Listen online at www.underthepavement.org. The views expressed on Under the Pavement are not necessarily those of All FM. The views expressed on All FM are not necessarily those of Under the Pavement.
Thank you. And hello and welcome to the, what is it, February the 6th edition of Under the Pavement.
I think so, yeah.
And yep, and that's on All FM 96.9, and you might be listening live either on 96.9 across South Manchester and beyond, or you might be listening on the web at allfm.org, and you might be listening to highlights at www.underthepavement.org.
And if you're listening live, then you might have just heard Terry on before us with his Caribbean show. Thanks to Terry for the last 2 hours. He's back next Monday at 7. With more of the same.
Yep, and just before we say what's on this evening's show, I'll just quickly run through what music we played. We kicked off the show with a track by Vic Bondi. Those people who know the American hardcore music used to be in a band called Articles of Faith. And the track we played then was Fortunate Son from an EP that was released, I think, a year or two back. Yeah, a couple of years, 3 years back. And that was a cover version. I don't know who it was a cover version of. But it was a cover version of Fortunate Son. And then that was coming back up to date. The track we played after that was a bit more sort of hardcore punk from a band called Rifu, that's R-I-F-U. And they're a hardcore punk band from Trondheim in Norway. And the track we played off theirs was called, looking at a bit of paper, Let Them Eat Bombs. And that was from their album called Bombs for Food and Minds for Freedom, released on Germany's Gokart Records. So that sounded quite international then, didn't it?
Oh, very.
Yep. Oh, shall we say what's on this evening's show then?
What's on this evening's show?
Yeah, well, as well as the usual sort of mix of thought-provoking, political, radical music, we'll have some guests who are coming in the studio in, I guess, 2 or 3 minutes' time. Maybe less than that. Maybe more than that.
Maybe more.
Yeah, because that doesn't give them much time. They'll be panicking there.
They'll be going, oh, no, 2 minutes, what?
Yeah, but after the next sort of track or two, we'll be having some guests, and they're going to be talking about the Manchester Zine Fest. And if you're not sure what Zine Fest means, it's a festival of fanzines, and they'll be talking a bit more about that. I'm saying, what, about quarter past, half past nine?
Mm-hmm. And they've brought some music with them as well.
Yep. And then after that, that will take us up to... Well, after a bit of music, take us up to 10 o'clock, and at 10 o'clock we'll have the sort of round up, a few bits of news and some what's-ons.
Yeah, we're talking about some, the usual what's-ons, and there's a couple of interesting films at the Corner House that we're going to be mentioning as well as the usual sort of indie media type stuff going on.
Yep, and I was going to say, sort of linking in with the Corner House, hopefully we'll be having an interview with a band called Yo-Yo Mundi, who are an Italian sort of political band who are touring the UK at the minute, but it's not a normal tour. They actually, what would you say, doing the live soundtrack to a film called Strike.
Mm.
Yep, and they're going to be in Manchester. When is it?
12th of February.
Yep. Very good, you know, you're still...
Oh, I've bought my tickets
already. I'm impressed. What was I going to say then? Yep, so they're actually doing a gig this evening somewhere in the country. I'm not sure where it is, but hopefully we'll be able to catch them and talk a little bit about sort of the film and what they'll be doing there. And there's other what's-ons as well.
We've got a bit of a gig guide as well, haven't we?
We have. There's a few gigs sort of coming up. We've not done much of gigs, but we'll be rounding up a few gigs that are going to be happening over the next sort of fortnight, but also looking further ahead to some of the bands that we play on the show who are going to be playing in Manchester, you know, in the near-distant future. Not too distant future, even. Can you have near distant?
I don't know. Maybe you can.
I can. OK, then. All right, so we're going to play. For people who listened to the last fortnight show, we ended the show with Chloe Poems, didn't we?
We do. Well, we did. We ended the show with Chloe Poems of a month or so ago as well, so I thought maybe play something a bit earlier on in the show this time.
Yeah.
Since we've played international things for the first two tracks.
Yeah,
because
Chloe Poems is from Manchester.
Indeed.
From Hume, I think.
Really?
Based. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
This is off a sort of double A-sided record, I suppose.
It's a 7-inch single, isn't it? Vinyl.
It is. It's white and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So Chloe Poems is on one side, and there's a track by Rosie Lugosi on the other side, which we might play later, because I think Miss Ginny might be a fan.
Oh, well.
Miss Ginny's on at 11 o'clock with her goth show. This is Chloe Poems, and it's a track called London is Paranoid, and it's for anyone who's listening in London, I suppose, especially Owen and Roisin, who might be tuned in or listening to highlights online.
Life. London is paranoid, a hapless void of polarised pretension, of anal retention, an invention of media, money and power. London is sour, a dour metropolis, ruined as the Acropolis, hanging on a precipice of insufficient power. An imposing edifice, rocking, rotting, second by minute, minute by hour, into the murky waters of a disenfranchised river. I watch it shiver, I watch it quiver with fear, limp, lame, sore, always looking over its own cold shoulder that it overlooked before. And that's not because it's caring, it just wants to check out what you're wearing. London is paranoid, a place enjoyed by the rancid cancer of celebrity. I say let it be, it wants to be A-list, so happy to be B-list. If not, I'll see you on the C-list, but please God, never on the D. And these showbiz cadavers call this credibility. So magazine, so limousine, has been and Maybelline. If your skin's not tangerine, then you're yesterday's news. And I'm sorry, mate, you're second rate if you don't live in a muse. London is paranoid, far more destroyed by its attitude than it ever was in the Blitz. It's in bits. Bitchin' and snitchin', scritchin' and scratchin' each other's eyes out. And these personality clashes haven't ruined just eyelashes, they've left yawning, gaping gashes in its soul. So tawdry and cold, it's a catalyst, dreamt up by a capitalist, who claimed its streets were paved with gold. Fool's gold. So turn again, bid it hasta mañana, for London is the epicenter of cruel Britannia. London is paranoid, shop-soiled and unemployed, left to fester in its own celebration. Its head hung in a noose of facile elation. But give a city enough room, and it will hang a nation. Starved of emotional nourishment. Ah, that's what I call capital punishment. London is creeping, dripping, seeping into the consciousness of us all. We can all fall under its spell, for London is hell, where the concepts of humanism are engulfed by the flames of consumerism. So watch out, everybody, or you might get caught. So please remember, oh, you must remember, that you, and me, and you, and me, and you, and you, we're far more important than the last thing we bought. London is paranoid. London is paranoid. London is paranoid. London is paranoid. It's paranoid. It's paranoid.
www.underthepavement.org.
And welcome back. You are listening to Under the Pavement on RLFM 96.9 on the web www.rlfm.org or perhaps via the website www.underthepavement.org. And the music that we just played was Liars There with The Other Side of Mount Heart Attack, and that's out today, which is the 6th of February. And the track we played before then was Chloe Poems, Londoner's Paranoid, from a 7-inch single on Switch Flicker Records out of Manchester. And two guests we've got in the studio is Dan.
Hello.
And Marion.
Hello.
Who are from Manchester Zine Fest.
Yep.
So if we just explain, there's two words there which people might not be familiar with. Hopefully they will be. But zine and fest. So do you want to explain what a zine fest is?
I think fest is pretty self-explanatory. It's just a festival. It's a one-day festival in this case. Zine people might not be familiar with. The word is really short for magazine and just describes an independently made and published magazine.
Often first copied, but not necessarily.
Yeah, that's quite a sort of underground subculture network of people who just write stuff because they want to, because they feel strongly about something, because they want to spread the word about a particular kind of music or politics or writing or...
Yeah, well, they can just be sort of personal, like diaries almost.
Yeah, a lot of my favourite zines are personal zines where it's just people writing about their lives and interesting stories and...
Yeah, and I think one of the words that will probably crop up quite a bit is sort of DIY as well, because I think sort of the whole idea of zines, and this is showing my age a little bit, but when, you know, I got into punk a little bit, and one of the key things then was fanzines, as they were called, and then a lot of people started... you know, hating the word fan because they didn't want to be seen as fans, but then became sort of zines. But I think one of the key things was about, you know, you were saying photocopying, and I think one of the things that had that explosion of fanzines initially back in 1976, 77 was actually people who had access to photocopies at work who could just run off whatever, if you see what I mean. And it was, you didn't need, you know, a big sort of, you didn't need to be the New Musical Express to basically sort of talk about what bands were playing.
Yeah, it really was... quite
tied in with the whole punk movement, Although some people say that zines go back further back to sort of sci-fi fanzines.
I think the first ones were sci-fi fanzines and film star fanzines. And then obviously when the punk movement exploded, it was like an obvious companion to the music, because the music was all about anyone can form a band, anyone can pick up a guitar, and all you need is three chords. And zines are kind of like the literary equivalent, I suppose.
Yeah.
Because anyone can write a zine, anyone can, you know, just cut and paste it. You don't need a computer or a publisher or even a proper printers. You just need a pen and paper and or a typewriter and a photocopier.
Yeah. Well, before we go on and talk a bit more about what's going to be happening at the sort of festival, the Zine Fest Day, which is, incidentally, before I forget, that's on this Saturday, which is the
11th.
Trying to remember to say this a lot. And it's at the Basement, which is 24 Lever Street in Manchester. But just before we start talking a bit more about it, it's one of the key things now is that when you talk about personal sort of fanzines and sort of diaries, it's like just thinking that with the internet coming along, there's a whole... blog sort of element, isn't there? And there's the whole, do you think that's had any sort of positive or negative impact?
Definitely.
On fanzines?
I'd maybe say negative, if anything. I think a lot of people who would otherwise have been doing sort of personal fanzines or even like music fanzines now have their own blogs about music or about their life or about any topic, really. It's very easy to make yourself a website now when otherwise people would have made... made a fanzine.
At the same time, I don't think it's completely killed it, because it is still quite a different thing. So a blog is something that is can be updated and it's always changing, and it's not quite as sort of finished. As I don't think people put as much, they don't want it to be as perfect in a way as a zine is, like a finished document which is always going to stay.
You can't read a blog on the bus or on the toilet. Well, no. Unless you've got wireless internet or something in your house.
Yeah, and also the internet has actually strengthened zines in a way as well, because it's allowed people to hear about zines and contact other people who are doing zines a lot more easily than they did before. So there's two sides to it.
Yeah, well, I guess there is that one, that there's that communication with people now. It is very easy for someone in Manchester to email someone, you know, the other side of the world, if you sort of made it, and it is quite easy to do and quite a cheap way of doing stuff. And if you're sending sort of, you can send a electronic copy of your fanzine from one end of the world to the other.
Yeah.
There was a point I was going to make then, but as usual, I've completely lost it. Oh, yeah, what I was going to say is, I remember when I was sort of getting involved in sort of fanzines and stuff, we're talking ages ago, there used to be, before the internet, which may sound dead old, was there was very much a culture of sort of people emailing stuff to each other. No, writing to each other. So I've lost my train of thought, I'm gambling. But is that still there? Do you still get people who sort of that letter sort of writing culture, that swapping zines culture, is that still still there?
I think that still exists. I mean, before I had the internet when I was at school, I was sort of 15 and getting into zines. I used to write to loads of people, mainly through about sort of Riot Girl type zines. That's how I got into it, because I was into Riot Girl music and I sort of got into it through that, and there's definitely that letter writing thing still goes on, although I think maybe it's dying out a bit.
I don't know. I've probably got into zines through the internet. I definitely got into the internet before zines, because I'm so more into that kind of thing. But then again, I've emailed people who people have had their email addresses in zines, so I tend to email them now, which I guess is the same thing, but it's still nicer to get a letter, I suppose.
Yeah, it is nicer to get a letter, but it takes more time. It's much easier and quicker to email someone.
So. I think you're right, having said that, it is so much nicer to actually, if you got a letter or something through the post from America,
it
Australia,
really
wherever,
nice,
it's a lot nicer than just getting an email saying, look, I've attached this, and it's like, anyway. We're not sort of downplaying the internet, by the way. But it's probably time to sort of play a bit of music. And a key word we mentioned before was DIY. So what's the bit of music you're going to play?
This is a song called DIY by a band called Astridoto. Astridoto, that is. And they're quite significant because they've got two quite famous zinesters in the band. Cindy, who writes Doris Zine, sings, and Aaron Reiner, who writes a zine called Comet Bus, which I think is maybe the biggest zine in the world, personal zine anyway. He plays the drums.
And that was, well, I'm going to let you say who that was.
That was Astrid Oto.
Yeah, I always fall over when it's anything that looks slightly foreign. So there we go.
Well, they're from America, Bay Area, California.
Yeah. And actually, you mentioned sort of Aaron, who was the Comet Bus fanzine.
Yeah.
And that's been going around for donkeys, hasn't it?
It's been around for a good... I think it was originally a Green Day fanzine, when Green Day were a very small band in about 1989. So it must have been it's been going on for probably nearly 20 years now.
Yeah, and just to remind people, if you just started listening in, that we are talking to Dan and Marion from the Manchester Zine Fest, which is taking place this weekend. And shall we say, well, do you want to say when it's taking place and where?
It starts at 12 o'clock on Saturday at the Basement Bookshop on Lever Street, 24 Lever Street.
Yeah.
And it's running until about 11, I suppose.
Yeah,
it's running late into the night.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you want to give us a breakdown of what's happening sort of on the day, if you see what I mean?
Well, all day we've got an exhibition running, which we're starting to put up now and will hopefully run for a few weeks after the event, of various zine extracts and zine art, some of which we've picked ourselves from our favourite zines, some of which people have sent in. Which we've mounted and put on the wall, and anybody's welcome to contribute to that, because we've still got quite a lot of space, and really the whole idea is it's a DIY exhibition in the most literal way. Anyone can contribute, just bring it with you on the day. If it's quite small writing, then it might help if you blow it up on a photocopier beforehand, bring that in. And also we'd quite like people to bring in a short description or a little blurb about why they like it, and that'll go as part of the exhibition. We've also got lots of zine distros.
Yeah, we've got people coming from all over the country with different distros, like little stalls of zines. Mostly zines and a few books as well. I think we've got maybe 15 or so different
quite
ones.
A lot.
And what sort of stuff is that covering? Because earlier you said there was, you know, the personal sort of fanzines.
A lot of personal zines and political zines, and a sprinkling of different music zines. Mm.
Yeah.
Probably some punk zines, and I think we've got some weirder stuff as well, maybe.
Yeah, we've got some. What weird stuff have we got?
Well, there's some stuff that defies categorisation, I think.
Yeah.
I didn't quite understand the description of it, but it sounded interesting.
Yeah.
Wait, which one is that you're talking about?
Was that Roku Distro?
Oh, yeah.
Mentioned griffins.
That's something about mystical creatures and...
Yeah.
I don't know what.
That sounded brilliant.
All sorts. We've also got like feminist zines and sort of queer zines and punk zines and anarchist zines and... all kinds. We've also got some workshops. We've got a workshop where people can make their own zine if they're, well, for anyone, whether you're a beginner or you...
It's to kind of it's to contribute, to want to do a sort of zine of the day, really.
Yeah.
Everyone contributes a little bit to it. I think the specifics of how it's going to work exactly is still being decided, but
it'll
should
be excellent.
Good. Yeah, it'll be great.
Don't do it down.
Sorry. What other workshops have we got?
We've got a sort of panel discussion about zine history, because we've got a woman called Amy Spencer who wrote a book called DIY, The Rise of Lo-Fi Culture, which is about the history of zine. She's going to be sort of chairing an informal discussion about that. And we've got a similar discussion about personal zines, which seems to be everyone's favourite by the sounds.
Yeah, well, not mine.
Yeah, which is good. We're going to have Izzy, who writes Morgan Muffle Zine, which is a great sort of comic zine about... you haven't mentioned comics so far,
have you?
No, yeah. Quite a lot of comics as well. She writes this comic zine, which has been going for a long time. She's going to be coming and talking a bit about that.
Yeah.
Also got a psychogeography work.
Yeah, some kind of situationist affair. But yeah, that looks very interesting. And we've got a workshop about speaking as well.
Oh yeah, doing readings because zinesters are notoriously shy and geeky.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. You like us.
So we've actually got somebody who's going to give some sort of hints and tips about public speaking. And later in the evening, there's going to be some readings on an open mic where people can read some of their work out.
Hopefully, people using their newfound speaking skills.
Yeah, we hope so.
So how can people, is it one of these things where between sort of, I'm guessing, that the stalls and the workshops will be going on, 12 till?
12 till about 7,
yeah.
6
yeah.
or 7, I think.
Yeah.
But just turn up at some point during the day. Yeah, everything's going to be going on all day. Workshop, we haven't got a sort of schedule of when the different workshops are. I think some of them might be happening more than once and some of them will be running all day.
We've also got a film, haven't we?
Yeah.
$100 in a T-shirt.
Yeah, it's called $100 in a T-shirt. It's about it's an American film about the sort of zine scene in the northwest of the US, sort of Portland and Seattle, which is a bit of a hub of zines.
And we've got the copyright workshop which Katie's doing, which is about copyright issues and sort of, because one of the main sort of motivations for people doing zines is wanting to be not like freedom of information and not copywriting stuff. So she's going to be giving a little talk about that. And then we've got readings in the evening.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to quickly fit everything in
there. Yeah. So with the evening, it is going to be more sort of readings.
Readings in a film,
talking
yeah.
about, yeah, their experiences of putting zine. What will it, when you say readings, what actually is that?
People basically reading out from their zines,
yeah.
I suppose. We've got a few.
Kind of a spoken word sort of evening.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we've got some poetry, haven't we?
Yeah, we've got Jackie Hagan, who's from Manchester. She does performance poetry. She also does zines. She's really amazing. And Michelle Green as well, who does. He's also a zine fest organiser. She does poetry. And Laura, who does synthesis scene, which is a sort of punk anarchist scene.
Yeah, sort of straight edge vegan feminist punk anarchist scene.
Yeah, she's from London. She's going to be doing a reading. Yeah.
So is this going to be quite a national thing then? Is it one of the first times?
As far as we know, it's only the second time there's been something like this in this country in recent years. Anyway, last year there was an event called London Zine Symposium. Mm. I think the organisers of that are coming up, actually. But yeah, they did that last year, similar sort of event, and I don't actually know how many people turned up for that. But I know people that travelled from all over the country, and people came down from Scotland as well for that. So we're hoping people will come, and we have heard of people will be coming from all over.
So just to say, the people who will be coming, it's open to everyone and just anyone who's got.
Absolutely, anyone. Whether you're interested in zines or not, come and find out about it.
If you've never heard of it before, that's really what we want to do, is promote zines and let more people know about it and get more people to do zines.
Yeah, you don't have to have done a zine yourself. I've certainly never done a zine.
Or even read one. Yeah. This is your chance.
Yeah. So then, we've said that there'll be stalls and that. I think there was a question, but as usual, I've completely forgotten what it was. It might come back to me. But in the meantime, shall we play another bit of music?
Go on, then. Another short one.
Yeah.
Who's going to introduce this one?
No, it's me again.
This
is Revenge of the Nerds, another appropriate one, by Scholastic Death.
But you don't have to be a nerd.
Nerd!
What are we waiting for?
Just got your asses whipped by a bunch of goddamn nerds. Nerds!
There we go, and that was Revenge of the Nerds by Scholastic Death.
That's right.
Yeah. Americans, are they?
I think they're from California as well, actually. The guy who sings in that. In fact, they're all quite literary types, and they're all quite well educated, but also skaters and thrashers as well. Obviously,
I should say that you said they're literary types, but if people are doing a Google for that, we should say I can say Scholastic, but Death is spelled without an A.
DETH. Yeah, more punk, I suppose. Yeah.
So we're talking about, we're talking here with Dan and Marion from the Manchester Zine Fest, which is happening on Saturday, the 11th of February from...
At 12 p.m.
Yep.
Till 11.
Till late. But the workshops and the daytime stuff goes on till about 6 or 7 o'clock.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
And it's where you can drop in whenever you like. Yeah. And the question I was thinking of asking before that I forgot was that obviously you want to get this one out of the way first, but are you hoping it's going to be a regular thing, or is it just seeing how this one goes and not planning that far ahead? Or
I don't know. Like I said, as far as I'm explaining, the second time it's been done recently. But we're just saying on the way here, we'd like to do more and maybe do it every year or every 6 months or something.
Yeah. Okay, so is there anything then to sort of recap, if people do want to find out more, like if they want to find out more about a particular part of things, there is a website which is...
Yeah, there's a website, it's www.manchesterzinefest.org.uk.
Yeah.
And that's all one word.
Yeah, and rather than give out an email address, there's an email address on the website, I guess.
Email address as well, it's for the list, we've got a mailing list, it's... manchesterzines@lists.riseup.net.
Yeah, and just because you said that was a mailing email list, sort of, are you hoping to continue that after and see how it goes as well? You know, like if people...
Hope so. Hopefully people will get involved, people sign up for it on the day, and hopefully putting on more events of a similar nature. Maybe an outdoor zine reading in the summer, a zine picnic. Yeah.
I'd really like zines to just become more, like, respected, I suppose, the same way that bands are. Like, more kind of, I don't know, just and more people doing them. Because people tend to get really nervous about it, like, oh, I can't write, I can't, I could never do that, and you can, anyone.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, like getting back to the punk bit, I think that was the key thing that you said. It was the key thing with punk as a form of music was just anyone could do it, and you saw someone and thought,
they're
not that good. If they could do it, I can do it. Honestly, they're not that, but you still in, and I think that was the key thing where, you know, you didn't necessarily have to be in a band. You could be a poet, or you could get a fanzine, and it's, you know, you could, you know, do something else if you see what I mean, creative, you know, which is the key thing, you know. And there are one or two fanzines that have sort of gone sort of mainstream and then seem to have disappeared. I know sort of in the 70s there were a few that, you know, started off from quite a grassroots perspective, but then, you know, went glossy and went, got bought out, and then they seem to have disappeared a little bit, and, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know where that was going.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just mourning the death of Smash Hits, which you've only heard about this week.
Was that originally a fanzine?
No, I don't think so. No. I was just thinking of classic magazines that sort of,
maybe it was.
Yeah, we can pretend if you like. Yeah.
You've got opposite extremes, really, haven't you? Because you've got some zines that just come out once and then that's it. I mean, that's the kind of downside of it, is that people obviously don't get paid for it. They just do it in their own time for the love of it. So they tend to be quite sporadic and quite sort of short-lived a lot of the time.
Yeah.
But that doesn't take away from how brilliant some of them are. And then you've got the other end of the scale where zines become bigger and sort of and become magazines.
Yeah, I mean, you've got the likes of, like, Maxim Rock and Roll as well, which has been going donkey's years, hasn't it? And
yeah, it's like 20, regular, at least 20 years.
You know, but it comes out, once a month, I think. You know, and so there are people who are doing that. And even though those people are often sort of a lot of the people who do stuff
I think they've only got one paid employee.
Okay, so do you think we've covered everything, or is there anything to recap?
I think just recap if people, it starts at 12 o'clock and it's at the Basement bookshop on Lever Street on Saturday.
In the Northern Quarter.
In the Northern Quarter, yeah. And hopefully there'll be a map up on our website, which is manchesterzinefest.org.uk, and that's got all the information of the running times and everything and what's going to be there.
Okay, well, thank you for coming in.
Okay, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
And if you organise another one in sort of a year's time, 6 months' time, maybe we'll check you back in.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you for coming in.
A young British man, he strapped a bottle to himself and then he get onto a London bus. Blew off the roof, explanation with fear. We saw the war was coming on to us. Smoke on the underground, the trigger bang, bang, boom. Body puff a better with the truth. Can't hide reality, now look us in the eye. But why does it take a weapon to the hospital to man it to the silence? 2 million people watch a lot of attempts. I'd be here for bullshit. Said that the government put them in danger. As if proving the war illegally. Shit. I've met people now. Falling upon their fears. Said that they would be stacked to some. But I thought that we would do so. Be a deceit in this way. And now I'm thinking about a revolution. Never will I be out in the morning come. So nobody will back up my car.
Proud of a culture that rejected the firearm. Now the bullets are innocent dead. Playing on a terror scare solution like repair. Compulsory ID. In their wisdom, protection, oppression. And they got enough to carry on free with me. We try. Running right. Now think about revolution. Roots rock, rebel, wanna be here when the morning comes. Roots rock, rebel, wanna be here when the morning comes. Roots rock, rebel, wanna be here when the morning comes. Celebrity TV 4, what have you done to be famous for? Hey celebrity tabloid whore, what do people need you for? Once again the headlines shout, I don't know what they're on about. I've got my own, I don't need yours. Use TV for the teletext scores. Why do they need you? What do they see? I don't need you, I'm happy with me. Millions and millions of women and men watching you again and again. Talking about you again and again. Living through you again and again. Hey celebrity TV4, what have you done to be famous for? Hey celebrity tabloid whore,
what the people need you for. Greatest TV soap, Big Brother, ships and machine one way or the other. Celebrity diet, celebrity dress, celebrity trivia, celebrity press. One day one of them said to me, hey Attila, that's how you wanna be. All your talk's just jealousy. You just wanna live like me. You just wanna live like me. Wanna be famous just like me. Wanna be famous just like me. But hey celebrity TV whore, what have you done to be famous for? Hey celebrity tabloid whore, what do people need you for? Why do they all want this stuff? Why aren't their own lives more than enough? We've so much to see and do, we've no time to waste on you. Hardly ever watch TV, read the news selectively. You're on telly and the tabloids too. We're not interested in you, we're not interested in you. We're not interested in you, we're not interested in you. Hey celebrity TV whore, what have you done to be famous for? Hey celebrity tabloid whore, what do people need you for? Hey celebrity TV whore, what have you done to be famous for? Hey celebrity tabloid whore, what do people need you for? What do people need you for? What do people need you for?
And you are listening to Under the Pavement on All FM 96.9, or yeah, oh you are. I was going to go through that spiel again of or
maybe on the internet,
or maybe on the internet, www.allfm.org, or listen to highlights at www.underthepavement.org. We can subscribe to the podcast in case you've missed anything and don't want to miss anything ever again.
How do you subscribe to the podcast?
You go to www.underthepavement.org, click on the listen link, and then it gives you subscription details. And there's all different programs you can subscribe with. If you've got a computer, it helps. Yeah.
So there.
Yeah, that's good. And we should say thank you to Dan and Marion, who are from Manchester Zine Fest. If you want to find out more, then their website is www.manchesterzinefest.org.uk, and that's an event that's happening this weekend in Manchester over at the, well, down at the basement. And were you being topical with your choice of music then? Hey Celebrity.
Not deliberately.
Oh, well, I thought, you know, post Big Brother fallout and sort of... yeah, it was walking into... No, I'm not going to go there, because...
I should have thought it through, then. Yes. I could have said, yeah, actually.
Yeah, should we start on again? the stockbroker, Hey Celebrity, was that for any particular reason?
Well, yes, actually, it's funny you should say that.
Yeah.
anyway.
But no, I'm not going to start there, because otherwise I'd be rambling. So that was Attila the Stockbroker, Hey Celebrity. That was from his last album with his band Barnstormer. And before then, we played a track called When Morning Comes from the lovely name Suicide Bid. And Suicide Bid are a band who feature members of the likes of the Filaments, King Prawn, Ex Cathedra, the Inner Terrestrials, Death Schools, etc. So, yeah, and that's an album that's out on Household Name Records of London. Yep. Oh, should we just recap on what we've got coming up, hopefully?
Yeah, we've hopefully got an interview in about 40 minutes or so with Yo-Yo Mundi, who are an Italian folk rock band that are coming to Manchester next Sunday to accompany a silent film. And, yeah, keep listening. We'll tell you more about that in the next hour. We've also got the usual What's On's gig guide and a little bit of news.
Yep, and... Yep, and reports and stuff and the like. Yep. What was I going to say now? Should we play a bit more music?
Yeah, is this Eastfield?
This is Eastfield, who, to have the link...
Because there's always got to be a link.
There does. OK. No, but when Attila the Stockbroker played in Manchester, when was it? Earlier this... No, last year.
It was recently, wasn't it?
It was. I think it was last year.
I missed it. Of,
yep. And supporting Attila was Jesse Eastfield doing a solo set. And this is Jesse with his full band. And this is Eastfield. And it's another boring Eastfield song.
Repetitive structure of the same frequency. And you're listening to Under the Pavement on All FM 96.9.
It's about life, existence, purpose, and of course, wisdom itself.
including a variety of professional and other qualifications. In accountancy, management qualifications, and technology, the ability to edge, all payment options are available. Why not phone us to find out more?
Updated about what all your favourite Bollywood stars are up to, so you want reviews on all the latest Indian releases? If so, do yourself a favour and tune in to Desi Obsession every fortnight on Friday 8 to 9 p.m, a show that will cater for all your filming needs from Bollywood gobshop to banger music. We have it all. Music, musty and maza, that is Desi Obsession every fortnight on Fridays 8 to 9. Check it.
Preemptive action. And we don't just believe in preemptive action against Iraq. The new Bush doctrine says we will take preemptive action against any state which we feel is going to challenge our hegemony and overtake us. This is a declaration of war on the rest of the world. Don't you dare do anything, because we will use our military power to crush you. That's what they're saying openly. Wherever I travel, and I travel all over the world, when people find out I'm from Britain, they say, could you just explain to us, Tony Blair? They just want an explanation saying, why is he so constantly ensconced in the posterior of the American president? Action against Iraq. The new Bush doctrine says we will take preemptive action against any state which we feel is going to challenge our hegemony and overtake us. This is a declaration of war on the rest of the world. Don't you dare do anything, because we will use our military power to crush you. That's what they're saying openly.
And welcome back. You are listening to Under the Pavement on RLFM 96.9 across South Manchester and beyond. Possibly you listen online at rlfm.org, or you might be listening to highlights on www.underpavement.org. And underpavement.org is the website where you can find out all about the music we played. And if you'd like to comment on anything that we've played or anything that we've talked about, or just give us an idea for future guests, then you can drop us a line, radio@underthepavement.org, or just click on the contact section of the website.
Or if you've got any requests that broadly fit in with the kind of stuff that we play.
Yes.
Not Bananarama. Although we did play Kim Wilde once, didn't we?
Play Kim Wilde once.
There was a vague link.
There was some subtle meaning there which was lost on me. But anyway, if we just sort of backtrack a little bit on the music we've been playing, the track we had then was Terry Kelly, and that was a remix by favourites of the show, Asian Dub Foundation. And the track was Not In Our Name. And it was in the Peace Not War compilation, sort of, well, volume one, I think, because there's a volume two now.
Yeah. So, yep. A couple at least, didn't there?
Yep. And before then, we went back, we were working this out 12 years to Orbital.
Yeah, 1994, Snivelization.
Yep.
And I think the track was called Philosophy by Numbers.
It was. And before then, after that sort of ambient sort of bit of a set, we had Eastfield with a bit of punk rock with another boring Eastfield song. And that's actually the title of the track. Before people ring in to complain. And I like Eastfield. That was what it was. Anyway, sort of, it's a bit later than normal, but it's time for the news.
And the what's-ons, yeah.
Yep.
we're going to do it in a few parts because there's different things. There's quite a few events about anti-deportation campaigns, meetings and that kind of thing. And then there's also the usual what's ons, details of an indie media film night and a Cafe Queria weekend and other stuff that's going on in Manchester. And there's a couple of interesting films at the Corner House that we mentioned earlier. We'll be talking about those later on. And hopefully we should be having an interview with Italian folk rock band Yo-Yo Mundi.
Yeah, still need to do a bit of ringing around to sort of definitely get that sorted out. But, yeah.
Well, if we can't speak to them, we'll just play a couple of tracks.
And talk about...
the films.
The films, yes, and what they're going to be doing. Am I? Yep.
You're doing the first bit of the news,
yeah? I am, yeah. Well, people might know that last week the 100th British soldier was killed in Iraq, and the Stop the War Coalition held protest vigils in towns and cities across the countries. And here in Manchester, over 100 people attended a candlelit vigil at Manchester's Peace Gardens, and it was in remembrance of all those who have lost their lives in conflict. And this includes the tens of thousands of Iraqis who have been killed by military intervention, as well as the British and American soldiers. And there's going to be a national demonstration in London on March the 18th, which is under the banner Troops Home from Iraq, Don't Attack Iran. And it's to assemble at 12 noon at Parliament Square. There will be transport from Manchester, and we'll give you details on that when we get them. So that's London on March the 18th, which I'm guessing is a Saturday.
It is, yeah.
Yep.
Different route this time, starting at Parliament Square.
Yeah.
Might go along.
As an impartial observer.
No. Anyway, that links into the next track, doesn't it?
It does. We've played this, when was it, on last fortnight's show, and it's a track from Graham Park, which is quite apt because it's called 2000 Funerals. And we did tell you the story sort of last time, but we'll just repeat it, show it fits in, because Graham Park had sort of late October last year sort of heard the news that over in America, well, internationally, there'd been 2,000 American military personnel had died sort of serving in Iraq. And so he began working on a song, which is called 2,000 Funerals. And basically wanted to get it out as quickly as possible. So it's an internet-only sort of release of the single on Bloodshot Records. And, you know, well, if you listen to the words, this is Graham Parker and 2,000 Funerals.
Big bass drum, 2,000 funerals, 2,000 sounds like a nice round sum, but they're back on their own turf now, like they knew they would be someday, back on the old corral, where the deer and the antelope play. I guess this time they're coming back to stay. Two thousand funerals, 2,000 rockets take to the sky, 2,000 funerals, there's another one gone. Blinked out an eye, but he's back where he ought to be, with his loving family, back on the old corral, back in the land of the free, just in time to push up the Christmas tree. Two 2,000 funerals, 2,000 tears somebody will cry. 2,000 funerals, there's another one gone in the blink of an eye. But they're back on their own turf now, where the sparkling rivers run. Back on the old corral, where a mother waits for a son to become 2001. To become 2001.
And welcome back. You are listening to Under the Pavement on OLFM 96.9, and this is the news and what's on from across Manchester and beyond. And just to back announce that track, that was Graham Parker with 2,000 Funerals. Yep.
Yeah, well, first part of the What's On guide is a list of events from NCADC, basically the National Coalition of Anti-Deportation Campaigns. They send out an email bulletin, and it's usually got loads and loads of events, especially this week anyway. They've got a full listing online at ncadc.org.uk. But there's a few meetings this week that are worth a mention. Tomorrow at 7:30 at the basement, there's a Manchester No Borders planning meeting. And on Wednesday at 7:30, there's a Brides Without Borders planning meeting where you can come and meet members of this national campaign who are fighting to keep their partners in the UK and for their right to marry to be reinstated. And the campaign includes over 50 couples from around the country, and some are winning their cases. It doesn't actually say the venue for this, but you can contact Emma at ncadc-north-west@ncadc.org.uk. Bit of a long email address. If anyone knows the venue for that and could give us a call on the studio number, that would be cool.
Don't you give the studio number?
I could do, couldn't I?
It's 0161 248 6767. So it's 0161 if you're outside Manchester on a mobile, 248 6767. I was just feeling left
one?
Out then because I hadn't got anything to say.
Oh, you can say the next
can
one.
Can I say the next one? That just up the road in Gorton, and this is on Friday, the 17th of February, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, there's the Gorton Solidarity and Social Morning, and it's been held at St George's Church, which is on Abbeyhay Lane, and that's in Manchester, and it's opposite the Prince of Wales pub. And the special focus for this session is campaign support. And it says, are you seeking asylum or refugee? Do you have a friend who is? Members of the Manchester Committee to Defend Asylum Seekers can offer support and campaign advice. And this is run jointly by the committee and St George's Church. And everyone living locally is welcome. And for more information, contact Linda on 07793 007361 or Sarah on 0161 231 2201. And we're guessing that those numbers might, well, you might be able to track them down via the ncadc.org.uk website as well.
I'd imagine so. And lastly, it's just an announcement, I suppose, about free photocopying, internet access and food for asylum seekers in Manchester. NCADC would like to thank the Basement Social Centre for providing lunch at the Defy Section 9 conference in January, and says thanks to them and the generous donations made for the yummy food, the basement has now been able to stock up on paper and a toner cartridge for the photocopier, so asylum seekers are welcome to photocopy immigration documents and campaign materials for free, and as ever they're welcome to use the basement computers for the internet for free, and asylum seekers can also eat for free at the basement, and that's at 24 Lever Street in the city centre, and it's open 12 till 6 Wednesday to Saturday, and their phone number is 237 1832.
Are we going to break for a bit of music now, or
I think we're going to play some music, aren't we? We've got something lined up. I just had a moment when I couldn't remember which CD it was. I've figured it out now.
Is it the one that I'm thinking of? Okay, this is a band called the Satanic Surfers, and the track we're going to play, I think it's all about television. So it's called Who Prospers? You are listening to the Satanic Surfers with a track called Who Prospers from the album Taste the Poison, released sometime soon, if not already, on Household Name Records out of London. And you are listening to Under the Pavement, and we're currently doing the roundup of the Watsons and the news. And what's next on the list?
Shall I kick off? It's just a list of other Watsons. Saturday the 11th it's Zine Fest at the Basement, which we talked about before, and it's from 12 noon till 11. There's workshops during the day and film and spoken word in the evening, and their website is manchesterzinefest.org.uk. and on Wednesday the 15th, Manchester Indie Media present a film night called Dodgy TV Social Suicide, and that's featuring Miranda La Mutanta, which is original theatre musical performance, electronic music and rhyme and songs, whip cracking and other tricks. Dave Ruff introduces Bill Hicks comedy footage, and Family Misfortunes, the suicide quiz show for all the family. and much, much more films, words and mad fun. That's at the Basement Bookshop on Wednesday the 15th of February. And the doors open at 6 for food and the show starts at 7.
Yep, and also at the Basement on Thursday the 16th the following day from 7 p.m. is Get Clued Up About Transport. And it's short films, spoken word, food, workshops and music. And it will feature speakers from a variety of transport-related campaigns to explain what they're doing and how you can get involved. And this includes the No Widening the M1 campaign, Save Swallows Wood, Critical Mass and many more. And there's also workshops around what is wrong with our transport systems and possible solutions. And the films that they're going to show include Return of the Scorcher, which is an amazing film that inspired Critical Mass, which is the monthly worldwide bike ride.
Sounds like fun. Saturday the 18th, there's a couple of events. First one is still on the transport theme. It's Street Theatre at Manchester Airport, meeting at 12 o'clock at the Basement. And it says, as planes are one of the worst contributions to global pollution, aviation-themed fancy dress and leaflets are probably on the cards.
Yep. Now, the next thing, I've also got on the gig guide, so shall we leave it till then?
All right, then, why not?
Yep. There was something about knitting as well, or is that not now?
About knitting? What, a knitting event, or just a vague mention of
yes,
knitting?
Yes, although it might be this next one that you're looking at now.
All right. I edited out the knitting bit.
Did
from
you?
That, actually,
oh,
yeah.
I'm
well,
not...
anyway,
yeah.
There might be knitting on Sunday the 19th. As there's a Cafe Queria cafe at the Basement on Lever Street. It's from 2 till 6 and it's free entry. And there's going to be some music from John Janet, Rose Clout and Truly Kaput. And, yeah, sort of copy and paste a bit of blurb from their website, which says, Cafe Queria is a cafe. It is queer. There is food. It is vegan. And then there was a few more lines of it, which was something like, there are knitters. They recruit. And... something else.
I'm sure
is that
a website or something. Yeah, there was some knitting website. I don't know.
Oh, well, should we look it up when we play the next track and then tell people? Because I'm not sure what you're on about.
Okay. Well, we could mention it a bit later on.
If anyone knows about the knitting, give us a call 248-6767 and fill us in.
Yep. I do have the information somewhere. I'm sure there was mention of knitting. But anyway, let's move on a little bit and getting back to the talk about transport. And hopefully after this track, by the way, we should be talking to Beppe from Yo-Yo Monday. And this is a track from Rob Johnson called Last Train Tonight from his album Metro, keeping with the transport theme.
You check the timetable, you look at your watch, you make your decision, the beer or the scotch, the queens and the princes, gossip and laugh, and the barmaid smiles through you as she pulls you your half. You check the timetable, you time it just right for the last train tonight. With your hands in your pockets, you walk through the door, and no one takes notice, you're not there anymore. The night's full of sirens singing, bring out your dead. As you go down the tunnel with a ghost in your head and the smile of the barmaid switches off like a light on the last train tonight. Where the ghost of this boy sang, who wanted to be somebody other than me, who reached out with both hands to catch every last touch of stardust while you only caught the last train home again. night. And it comes down to this: a half-empty train home and a few suits half-pissed. The most you can hope for is the lights that you pass, but you smile at the window and the face in the glass. 'Cause that ghost keeps on singing as you ride through the night on the last train tonight. On the last train tonight.
And hello, you are listening to Under the Pavement on RLFM 96.9, and that was a track from Rob Johnson called Last Train Tonight from his CD Metro. And hopefully on the line we've got Beppe from the Italian, according to the press release, it's Italian Post Folk Rockers, Yo-Yo Monday. Hello, Beppe.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, not too bad, thank you. And if I just, what I'll do is give people a quick introduction that you're a band and you're actually touring the UK at the minute, and what you're doing is it's a live soundtrack to Sergei Eisenstein's film Strike. And I believe you're in Petersfield at the minute.
Yes, that's right. We've just finished playing a nice live soundtrack to the film here in Petersfield at the TPS studio.
Hello, whereabouts is Petersfield, by the way? I don't know where it is. What part of the country is it?
It's southeast of the country,
yeah.
Actually.
No, I mean, geography.
It's a very tiny place, but it's a beautiful, beautiful location. We really enjoy it. We're actually on a tour. We started yesterday at the Barbican Cinema in London. Mm. And next stop after Petersfield is going to be Dartington in Devon. We look forward to that. Then we're going to go to Norwich. And after that, we're going to go to Chichester, then also Sheffield on Friday. Then Edinburgh, and then finally on Sunday we look forward to come to Manchester.
Yep. And that's at the Corner House here?
That's right, yes. What we do is we play a live soundtrack to Eisenstein's first silent film Strike, which is a very important film for the history of world cinema, not because it's just the debut of Sergei Eisenstein, but also because it's one of the first films that introduced the techniques of editing in cinema. And it is hugely influential as a film, and we fall in love with it. And we started playing the soundtrack in 1994. It was commissioned by the International Silent Film in Rome. And after that, we've been taking that on the road in Italy. And last year was released in the UK. And that's why we're here, basically, taking it live to a UK audience. And we hope they're going to enjoy that.
Yeah, and I know you've only had two dates so far. One was in, well, London and Petersfield this evening. How have those dates gone so far? What's the response been from an English audience?
The Barbican date was actually sold out, and it was a very nice response. It was hugely acclaimed by the crowd because the soundtrack, the live soundtrack, really gives a deeper impact with the images. And so people were really, really, really happy and also surprised, in a sense, to find such an important film. It is an historical film, in a sense, and adding this new touch with having a soundtrack attached to it is really, it's really making people think. Also because of the themes of the film, which are very, very strong.
Yeah, and just how does it feel though for the band sort of performing? Because I'm guessing you've got to be, when you're doing a sort of soundtrack to a movie, you can't really go off and sort of improvise, or it's quite got to be quite structured. How does it work for the band? Are they quite used to that now?
it's quite used to that, but every single performance kind of changes slightly because it is also the emotion of the moment and which kind of would change a few sounds. But you know, as you said, we did many gigs over the years, so he has a structure, and that would be it. But also new added elements would be because he's actually synchronized live with the images.
Mm. Yeah, well, we should just sort of recap now and say it's on at the Corner House, that's in Manchester, because we'll focus on that as obviously being a Manchester-based sort of station, and that's sort of on Sunday. And could you tell us, is it at 5:30, does it start, 5:30?
The Manchester gig, yeah. Which is happening on Sunday the 12th, yep. And it's going to be at 5:30.
Yep. Okay, and as far as you know, can people still buy tickets? Or
yes, they can buy tickets from Corner House directly, or they can check their website directly, which it's cornerhouse.org.uk.
Okay, all right, well, thank you very much for that. And just to give people a flavour of the music, we're going to play a track from the CD. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the track that we're going to play?
Yes, it's the track is called Sciopero, which is the Italian word for strike, and it's the main theme of the soundtrack, and I hope you're going to enjoy it.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye, everyone. Bye.
Outside my window, Bella Ciao, Bella Ciao, Bella Ciao, 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 drags my senses into the sunlight, for there are things that I must do. Wish me luck now, I have to leave you. Bella Ciao, Bella Ciao, Bella Ciao, 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 with my friends now. Up to the city, we're gonna shake the gates of hell. And I will tell them, we will tell them. Bella Ciao, Bella Ciao, Bella Ciao, Ciao, Ciao. That our sunlight is not for franchise. And wish the bastards drop down dead.
Next time you see me, I may be smiling.
Bella Ciao, Bella Ciao, Bella Ciao, Ciao, Ciao. I'll be in prison or on the TV. I say the sunlight dragged me here. Questa mattina mi son svegliato. Oh, bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao.
And welcome back. You are listening to Under the Pavement on RLFM 96.9 or via the web at www.rlfm.org. And just say that thanks to Beppe there, who's involved in the band Yo-Yo Monday. And like we said, they are playing a UK tour at the minute, and they'll be in Manchester at the Corner House doing the live soundtrack to the Sergei Eisenstein film Strike on, what, let's look, Sunday the 12th of February. And yeah, it's 5.30, wasn't it?
Yeah, it starts at 5.30 in Cinema One, and tickets are slightly dearer than normal. They're £6.50 or £4.50 concessions. Mm.
But I'm guessing it'll be quite an experience because it's like, I'm guessing quite a full band who are playing.
Yeah, there's about five of them. They've got keyboards, guitars, an accordion, and drum kit. Quite a full band. It should be good.
Yep. And just recapping, the music there was obviously Yo-Yo Monday are Italian, and they came up with a track Strike from the album Strike.
Yeah, but well, it's actually called Chopero.
I know, but yeah. I'm not going to struggle with that. And then afterwards, we had Chumbawamba. I'm trying to get that one right as well. Chumbawamba with
Bella Ciao.
Yeah, said that very well.
Don't you love me Italian pronunciation?
Do. Yeah. Like a native.
Yes.
Native of Levensium.
And there was a link there.
Yes, there was. Which was what?
Which was obvious.
Yeah. You still got to explain it to me. That was from Chumbawamba's new album, wasn't it?
It was
coming out soonish.
A song and a scrap. Not,
yeah, already.
They're playing gigs at the moment, aren't they? Was that part of your gig guide? Or
no, it wasn't.
Ruining the gig guide?
No, you're not ruining the gig guide. Shall we do the gig guide now?
Should we mention the film that's on at the Corner House first?
Yeah. Do you want to do that? Is that
you've got the brochure, haven't you?
No,
have we lost it?
I gave it back to you.
It's over there.
Is that it?
We're organised, aren't we? Maybe we'll do the gig guide. We'll mention the film later.
Well, no, mention the film first, because I've got to find me bits of paper to have the gig guide on. I wasn't being that organised, you see.
Oh, well. OK, the other film that might be of interest is called Enemy Image, and it's on Sunday the 19th of February, so that's in just under a fortnight's time. And I'll just read the blurb from the leaflet. The invasion of Iraq produced thousands of hours of video, all of it tightly controlled, and this incisive documentary traces the way US television has covered war, from the messy invasion of Vietnam into American living rooms to the sanitisation of combat in recent conflicts. And there's a special guest as well, the director Mark Daniels, for questions following the screening, and normal ticket prices apply to that. That's on Sunday the 19th of February, and I'll just check if it says what time that's on. I imagine it would do. Sunday the 19th, that's at 6:10 on the 19th. Have you found the gig guide then?
I have indeed, yeah. I'm just going to quickly run through, because we've sort of been a bit short of gigs of late, since we've lost our gig guide guru.
Guru. Hello, Kazan, if you're listening.
Yep. And so just running through some gigs over the next fortnight, and then we'll be looking at some a bit further ahead that people have sort of flagged up for us. And sort of just say Wednesday, the 8th of February, which is in a couple of days' time, we got an email from, this time it was from Nick Mitchell of Golden Lab, and basically they're starting a fortnightly Golden Lab sit-down disco, which is called Rowf, that's R-O-W-F, which incidentally I think they had an all-day just sort of a few doors down from the RLFM Studios, is it the Klondike Club?
Oh, right.
I think that was either early this month, early in January or late in December, not sure when. But anyway, they've got a night that's starting at Trough in Fallowfield, which again is just down the road, where they'll have the Oddlife performance here and there. And for the first one, they've got someone called Ford Maddox Brown playing. It's free entry and it runs from 8 p.m. until 12 a.m. And they'll be playing records by the likes of This Heat, Arthur Russell, Terry Riley, Animal Collective, Arab on Radar, Steve Reich, the Maeshi, X-Models, David Thomas Broughton, etc. and more. And they have one of the names there, David Thomas Broughton, is going to be playing on the 8th of March, and, well, subject to confirmation, I think. And that's, oh no, on the 22nd of February, David Thomas Broughton will be playing. And on the 8th of March, subject to confirmation, we'll be putting on Cooper Jones. And that's All Gigs Are Free. And that takes place at Trough, which is over in Fallowfield, on a Wednesday evening. I confused myself completely.
You did. Me too.
Yeah, everyone's confused now. Another email we got just today was about this Friday, which is the 10th of February, again, just down the road from the All FM studios in Levensview, is a band called Ridder, who are playing at the Pack, which is a new name for the Pack Horse, which is a music venue in Levensview on Stockport Road. And this Friday, the 10th of February, is the start of the Young Gifted and Green competition. And that's a competition for Irish, sort of, what would you say, Irish...
music?
No, I was looking. It's like bands who've got an Irish roots.
Connection. Irish roots.
There's whatever, what's it called? Yeah, whatever it is.
That'll do.
And heats take place on Friday the 17th of February, and the final takes place on St. Patrick's Eve as part of the Manchester Irish Festival, and that's on Thursday the 16th of March 2006, and that's at the Pack Horse in Levensview. On Saturday the 11th of February, the Red Deer Club takes over Fuel Cafe, which is on Wilmslow Road in Fallowfield. Is it Fallowfield or Withington?
I think it's Withington.
And that's free guns from 8 p.m. to 12:30, and the live acts are, we've mentioned this person already, David Thomas Broughton and John Smith.
John Smith?
Yes. Okay. And there's a DJ called Dunk LeChunk. Okay. Saturday the 18th, we hinted at this a little bit earlier because it's the Cafe Queria people are organising gig at the Britain's Protection, which is Great Bridgewater Street, which is near the GMEX.
Yeah, near the Bridgewater Hall, GMEX, yeah, that kind that's, of way.
Yeah, and it starts at 8 p.m. and £4, and the bands that are playing are Tender Forever, The Wolf Tracks and Squeeze Me, I Squeak. That's quite an interesting name for a band. There we go.
Yeah, it looks interesting.
Yeah, they do have a website, don't they, I think? And I think we've got a link to it under the pavement site.
Yeah,
so you want to find out more.
Cafe Queria site, and on there they've got links to pages for all the bands that are playing as well.
Yeah,
I haven't had a chance to listen yet, but they look quite interesting.
Yep. Okay, now, sort of looking ahead a little bit, some gigs that are coming up over the next few months or over the next few weeks. On Thursday the 16th of March, Against Me are playing, and that's at the Academy Free on Oxford Road. Someone mentioned that should mention the fact that Discharge, who were a sort of punk band from the early 80s, are playing again at the Academy Free. That's on Wednesday the 29th of March. And finally, Anti-Flag are playing on Tuesday the 9th of May at the Academy 2. So those are all taking place near the university sort of area in Manchester. Yep.
We're going to give Chumbawamba a mention.
Well, where are Chumbawamba playing?
They're playing... they're not playing Manchester, but they're playing a few places nearby. They're playing Buxton next Monday, the 20th. I forget which venue.
Is it not next Monday, the Monday after?
That's what I meant, sorry. The show. I meant next Under the Pavement Monday. I can't remember where, off the top of my head, to be honest.
I think they're playing at the Opera House. Is there a Buxton Opera House?
Possibly.
Yep.
And then on Tuesday... I think it's Tuesday. You're just looking on the website.
I'm just looking on the website.
I know they're playing Hebden Bridge on the Thursday, and they're playing Crewe, I think, on the Tuesday. Hebden Bridge Trades Club.
Yep.
Just looking on the website, chumba.com, for the details.
If you want to have a look.
Details.
Yep, so the Monday is Buxton, Tuesday is Crewe, and Thursday is Hebden Bridge. And those are local dates. And getting back to Anti-Flag, because there was a great link in, because I was going to play an Anti-Flag track, but you went going on about Chumbawamba.
Sorry.
This is called Anti-Flag, and Feminism is for Everybody.
gay and are quick to call you a fag. Homophobes, fuck off. No, the doctors didn't tell you that you were dying. They just collected their money and sent you on your way. But you knew all along, went on pretending nothing was wrong. You said, I will keep my focus till the end. And in the journal you kept by the side of your bed, you wrote nightly an aspiration of developing as an author, confessing childhood secrets, of dressing up in women's clothes, compulsions you never knew the reasons to. Will everyone you ever meet or love be just a relationship based on a false presumption, despite everyone you ever meet or love? In the end, will you be alone as the disease spreads slowly through your body, pumped by your heart to the tips of your arms and your legs? Your greatest fear was that your mind wouldn't last. The cohesive and alertness would be the first things to fade as your hair thinned, as the weight fell off, as your teeth blackened, as the lesion spotted your skin, as you fell to your knees in the center of the stage, as you offered witness to mortality in exchange for the ticket price, as the lights blended in to the continuing noise, as our hope was finally lost. Adrenaline carried one last thought to fruition. Let this be the end. Let this be the last song. Let this be the end. Let all be forgiven.
Yep, and you are listening to Under the Pavement on All FM 96.9. And the track we just played then was from Against Me, Searching for a Former Clarity. And that's the title track from their album released last year. They are playing at the Academy Free on Thursday, the 19th of March. And before then, we had a track from Antiflag, who are playing in Manchester at the Academy 2 on Tuesday, the 9th of May. And the track we played then, it was called Feminism is for Everybody, with a Beating Heart and a Functioning Brain. And it's from a CD compilation, a benefit compilation called Protect, a benefit for the National Association to Protect Children. Ooh. Well, it seems like he was talking a lot then, and then we had lots of sounds of people putting CDs away, shuffling papers. Are you going to say something then? Shall I say something?
No, I was just going to play the next track.
Were you going to play something? Okay,
but,
then.
Let you introduce it.
Okay, I should really look and see when this is out, because it's not out for a while yet. This is Pete Dale and the Beta Males. Pete Dale is one of Milky Wimpshake, and he's done... It's a collection of folk songs. The subtitle is actually Betrayed by Folk. We played this quite a bit, and the track we're going to play now is dedicated to St. Bob.
Yes, Mr. Bob Geldof.
Mr. Geldof is a rich man who helps the poor sometimes. Mr. Geldof is a rich man who helps the poor sometimes. Bob, when you're pals with Tony, well, you ain't no friend of mine. 'Cause your concert gives the leaders a platitude, not a test. Yes, your concert gives the leaders a platitude, not a test. And you help the G8 leaders say, hey, look, we tried our best. Yes, I saw your rock stars preaching to make poverty history. Oh, yes, they did. Yeah, I saw your rock stars preaching to make poverty history. But they forgot to mention that it's caused by G8 policies. And now, Bob, you've started slagging those whose action is direct. Yes, Bob, you have started slagging those whose action is direct. So now you kick us like the police and G8 leaders you protect. Well, I also heard you slating those who see you cynically. Yes, I also heard you slating those who see you cynically. Say one word about Tony, George or BAE. Now they're calling you my leader on the good old BBC. Yes, they're calling you my leader on the fuck off BBC. But I don't accept no leaders, and least of all Bob G.
And that was Joey Only with Class War, and before then we had Pete Dale with St Bob with a bit of a folky end to the show.
I like that Pete Dale track.
Yeah, that was St Bob dedicated to...
No, don't say it.
Bob Geldof. I think it was quite obvious, but there we go. I'm stopping, I'm trying not to gamble. What's on next week?
Next week, we're not here, but the Northern Wire are, and they've been very organised and told us what's happening. They've got Leanne Hall recorded live at the Hare and Hounds last Sunday, and she's been described by the late John Peel as one of the great English voices, so listen in next Monday for that. And also they'll have Smear Campaign playing live in the studio, and that's laptop and trumpet manipulation plus gig listings and random weirdness. And Miss Ginny people are in the studio. Miss Ginny is laughing at something.
She's creasing up at the moment, that laptop and trumpet manipulation thing.
I think they're putting them in the other room so that we don't, like, damage anything. They're quite
the mind
loud.
Boggles, doesn't it?
So what's coming up on your show, then?
Well, the usual, really.
We've got some new tracks.
Yeah, we've got quite a few things.
Modulate and some
The Promise. We've got some exclusive The Promise track.
Oh, we've got exclusive?
Yeah. Well, maybe.
New Advanced Electronics one in Vora.
It might be that one.
It might be that one.
Cool. And it's time for our last track, which I was going to play for Miss Ginny because you mentioned last week that you liked it.
Yeah.
This is Rosie Lugosi, and Fitz is going to introduce it.
Yeah, coincidentally, I actually produced this track. It's Death and Destruction. It's Rosie's pastiche of Mozart's Die Zauberflaut. And as I was just explaining to these guys, I had librarians crawling around in basements trying to find the score for this when I was producing it. So, yeah, I hope you like it. It's fun.
I'll kill the name.